You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are at the Go Green time. The light is flashing green, energy is wasting, and we need to talk to Don Weidenfeld and Julio Gonzalez about why we need to go green and why we need to make sure that our buildings are efficiently allocating cost. Guys, welcome back.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Huli.
Thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate that. Well, glad to be back.
Hey, listen now. I've been seeing Julio all around town at the family offices. High five, Julio. I don't think I met one person that didn't meet you at the conference. Now, why are you going to all these family office conferences?
You know, we've been going to the family office conferences to create awareness. You know, one of the things that people aren't aware of out there, even in the family office community, is that there's these substantial energy tax credits that really help mitigate the risk of investing and upgrading and making the buildings more efficient. So although the tax benefit's been out there since 2006, there still continues to be a low awareness. And obviously a big part of a family's portfolio is real estate investing. So we're out there trying to get them educated on, you know, the tax incentives and how that can benefit their investment portfolios.
Well, now, Huli, you go out, you've got your group, you go out there, my gosh, you must bring 5, 6, 7 people to these things with you, bring your engineers and all those folks. Now, you've gone out, you meet some folks, it sounds like they want some cost segregation analysis, and you say, hold it, I can save you even more money. Let me call my friend Don. Don, what do you tell these people?
Well, Jim, actually, we work very well in conjunction with Julio and Engineer Tax Services. Julio's group actually pays for a lot of our equipment with the cost segregation that they do, as well as the energy tax credits and whatnot. But our products come in and we control the HVAC controls and the lighting controls, and we use our occupancy sensors in order to reduce the consumption of energy usage between 25 and 40%. And that gets paid generally by Julio and his credit.
So wait a minute. I got Matt, the CCIM president, was standing back there, and he just said, oh, wow, when you said that, Don. So it sounds like Julio's right. Even with practitioners in the field, people don't realize the cost savings that can be achieved and how they can do some of the stuff for free. And, Don, you said something to me that I think really holds a lot of water. Now you've switched things for 10 or 40%. You've created new value, I'm going to say it this way, out of thin air with the help of Julio. Is that right, Huli?
That's exactly right. I mean, basically, you know, Don's come up with an energy product that is so cost efficient and basically creates energy efficiencies that are remarkable. And he's brought the cost down so much through his technology that the tax benefits that we create from the installation of his product typically will cover the entire cost of the installation in terms of the tax benefits.
Wow. Now, Huli, so...
And then the owner, on the translation side of that, the owner then gets the benefits of the reduction in their energy bill, which translates directly into the bottom line, where their net operating income now goes up because you reduce the expenses, and then that translates using an 8 cap rate on the real estate to over, you know, 10 times the amount of the energy savings. So it really becomes an enormous money, enormous increase in value to the piece of real estate that you've done the energy efficiency.
Now, I'm going to have to say that I'm bringing in a co-host here. Matt was back there. His head was bobbing up and down like one of those dogs in the back of your car, and he was smiling. So I want to have him come on and maybe join me. Maybe he has a question or two, too. Now, Julio, so you've gone to this conference. You've met some of these high-net-worth individuals and such like that, but there's lots of families out there where their only asset is real estate. Can you help somebody that just has a net worth of just a couple, $3 million, and a lot of it's their asset?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about what we do and what Don does is it's really impactful to, you know, the individual investor and the investors that have large portfolios. You know, I'll give you an example. I have a 10,000 square foot building where we have our operations. Don came in, did an installation of his product. Our energy costs were cut in half, so 50%. The total cost of the product was about 10,000, and our tax benefits were over 10,000. So, in essence, we had a big reduction on a small property, and it was paid for through the incentives.
Wow, that's great. Now, Don, I've got Matt here. Matt, do you have clients that this might benefit, do you think? Hold on. Hello? Asleep there in the room. Yeah, go ahead, Matt. Ask your question.
I would think it would benefit just about every client, you know, whether it's a user, investor, or otherwise. The actual tenants that are in the buildings would also benefit from the lower energy usage. You know, NOI, when you cap it out, you know, there's some incredibly low cap rates in today's environment. Lower than we've ever seen due to the lower interest rates. So, you know, it's very dynamic when you have a little bit of a pop on your NOI. It really, you know, provides a big, huge benefit on price performance for the value of the asset. So I would say just about anybody would benefit. And these are definitely things that we want to tell our clients about, and we are already doing it in many ways.
So now, Don, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You didn't cut me off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, now, so Don, you've got your energy installations. You can install them in all kinds of different property types. What are some of the property types that benefit most?
Well, the ones that benefit the most are our two biggest verticals are hotels as well as universities or student housing and whatnot. Because generally speaking, in a situation with a hotel, the owner is paying the electric bill. And the occupant is not and has no care in the world about the electric consumption in most cases. And they push the air conditioning down to the lowest it can go, and then they leave for the day.
I never do that, Don. Ever. Ever.
I figured I would put that in a form that everybody would understand. but the fact of the matter is the owner is paying that exorbitant electric bill, which... you know, in a lot of cases, even if you own some properties locally or overseas or whatnot, we do a lot of installations in the Caribbean now and Hawaii, and where your, you know, kilowatt hours are 60 cents or 30 cents a kilowatt hour. It's crazy.
Wow.
But we also do a lot of installations in Florida and Orlando and California, Arizona, and you can actually, Matt was saying is there's not a piece of real estate in this country that can't use energy efficiency products.
Now, Julio, we've only got a couple minutes in this segment. I'm hoping can both you guys stay for another segment.
I would love to stay for another segment.
Okay, great. Now, Julio, what is the type? Now, Don has these clients. He says to me that we just went through that some of them are more energy sensitive than others and they benefit more. Who are the types of clients that you give the biggest benefit for, Julio?
You know, we basically would have the same type of profile that Don has, certainly.
Okay.
Hotel operators, student housing, you know, are some of our best clients in terms of the benefits. But we work for every property owner, and we derive, you know, approximately $70 million a month in benefits for our clients. And, you know, we're really paid for success. So the great thing is, with what we do and with what Don does is that it literally pays for itself. And, you know, the educated real estate investor should maximize their efficiencies through these tax benefits.
Now, we only have a couple minutes, about a minute left in this segment. We're going to do another segment, but maybe people won't be there at the end of that one. Guys, quick and go. Well, I said quick and then I asked them to go slow. Go speak slowly because we have Jets fans listening. And I know, Julio, you're very involved in the NFL. So I apologize for insulting some of the people, you know, and that you may work for. But tell people how they can find you. Julio first.
All right. So our website is engineeredtaxservices.com. And we have a lot of great information on the website about these tax incentives. So, you know, I would welcome anyone to visit our website.
Okay. Don, where can people find info about Magnum?
MagnumEnergySolutions.com. And our website also has complete information.
Okay.
Where we can send that out to you as well.
Okay. Now, we'll be right back after this short break. I want to talk a little bit about more about what you guys do. I also want to talk about the involvement you have in the community, because I know that you're both extremely involved in the community. That's an important part of who you are and what makes you and your team special. We will be right back after this short break, coming back with more How to Save Money by Going Green with Freedom Business, Julio Gonzalez, and Don Weidenfeld.